Hello, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks to Charles for prepping the audience. No, not prepping the audience. I think he's the main attraction. I'm kind of the denouement. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts, CITR 101.9 FM. Be with you for the next hour. Lots of hot new music. It's pretty exciting. Luke Mead, our music director, has been working overtime getting the hot tracks onto the playlist. I'm excited. We may even have a guest here today, originally from Eugene, Oregon, dropping some of that Oregon rock on us. We'll see if he makes it. We were supposed to meet up before. He isn't here yet. We'll see what happens. But we're going to start things off with some local rock. Here's Harvest with their song Rock and Roll Viva.
Thank you. up and send my junk away to the American Visionary Museum to display. You know what artists make. I'm just a friend of a friend of a friend of someone with taste.
The Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Ow! Who wants to rock out there? All right. Friends of CITR Card, go pick it up. So, at the top, we heard Harvest. They're a local band. I don't know if their CD is readily available, but you can go to Pure Tracks if you like what you heard. Pure Tracks is a music downloading site. You can buy the album there. I think they're going to be playing in a couple of months. Check it out on the old MySpace. They have a page there. Search Harvest. It'll work out. After that, we heard April March with an old song of hers called Chick Habit, and that's going to be on the soundtrack to the new Quentin Tarantino film Death Proof, part of the Grindhouse double bill that's opening on Friday, which sounds pretty fun. Sometimes Quentin Tarantino's a little much for me. I'm a little squeamish, but these look so ridiculous, and I think I'll probably go see it, even though it's 3 hours to invest. And then after that, we heard local band Collapsing Opposites. We almost heard the full track. Unfortunately, I was queuing it up to make sure that it was ready to go, and I just pressed pause instead of going to back to the beginning. So in typical campus radio fashion, I started playing the song about 20 seconds in. But it's a pretty cool album. Ryan, who is the guy from Collapsing Opposites, is also the saxophonist in They Shoot Horses, Don't They? So you might be familiar with that band. Kind of a similar sound going on here, but it's his own thing. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. It's my very special pleasure to introduce our guest host for today. He did make it, and his name is Dave. Say hello to the listening public.
Hey, how's it going?
So, Dave, you're a student here at UBC.
Yeah, land food systems student.
Yeah, that's where I work in that faculty, and so we met at a dinner last year, I guess.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah,
like November.
Right, and now you're kind of we have similar musical tastes.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I thought I'd bring you on, and you're originally from Oregon, is that
yes.
correct?
Well, grew up in LA. for about 6 years, and then I moved over to Eugene.
Right.
Which is a great little hippie commune and full of anarchists and monthly riots.
Nice. And I hear that hippie communes with the monthly riots generally produces good music.
Yeah, generally. We produce Jerry Garcia, but there's mostly a lot of, as of the moment, there's a lot of good garage rock out there, which is, at points, almost like an oxymoron, but right. Regardless, they have a lot of good folk and a lot of Latino-influenced music now, since that's actually the largest rising minority there.
Huh, cool.
And once in a while, you get some bands that wish they were in Portland, but ended up staying in Eugene, so they start copying the same sounds.
Right, so lots of the Thins or the Whims instead of the Shins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you brought some of the choice Eugene, Oregon rock in for us today, didn't you?
Yeah, more or less. I just kind of went in the local CD store and said, give me some good indie music, and give me some things that are like representational. Fortunately, and they were actually really confused by this, because apparently that's very lacking.
Oh, no.
So after about like 2 hours of searching through different CD racks and such, right. I found these guys. And yeah, just test here for today.
Testface, that's their name?
Testface, that's right.
All right, so we're gonna hear a track by Testface first. And then after that, you have another band lined up?
Yep, another one called Mood Area 52.
Mood Area 52. All right, that sounds pretty good. I'm excited. Yep. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's give a listen to the old Testface from Eugene, Oregon here.
Blue of a candle in the window, and hope it's like
Was lovely. Thanks for bringing those in. I can say with a fair amount of certainty that that's probably the first Eugene Oregon set that's been played in a while on CITR.
Really? In a while? There's been others?
Well, I don't know. I didn't want to say definitively that there haven't been others, because, you know, that might come back to bite me in the ass. But I'm pretty sure that that's the first, at least this year.
Okay. Cool.
So we heard the Moonbox with 33 songs from the album 33 songs. Before that, we heard Mood Area 52, the Tango Band. Nine Fancy Tangos is the name of that album. Plagiaria, the name of the song. And before that, Test Face with The Doctor Won't Heal Us Before Dawn.
Is that right? That's
about it. Sort of sounds like a Smog riff. Wasn't there The Doctor Came at Dawn?
You know, I wouldn't doubt that they did rip that off.
Okay.
Potentially thinking that no one else would recognize it.
Right. Well, you know, sharp mind.
Exactly.
Here at Dunkin' Donuts. And you were saying that there's another, like, great, like, kind of rock band from the 90s that was out of Eugene.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually more of the, I don't know what you call this decade, but the 2000s, whatever
the
it is.
The aughts.
The aughts, yes. Right. There we go. There was actually this band that would be a prime example if only I had their CD with me. It was called The Rock and Roll Soldiers, who are this incredible rock band that are very good riffs and very good with just melody and very good at making catchy tunes.
Right.
Which doesn't come out very often in Eugene. And right, I don't know where they are right now. They're probably still touring and probably still causing a lot of destruction, because my friends say that's all they did in high school was... basically cause a ruckus.
Break
and
stuff up.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can be a rock star. That's your outlet.
All right. Cool. All right. Getting from Eugene, Oregon back to Van City, Canada. A couple of shows coming up. Are you going to see any shows anytime soon?
Unfortunately, no. Yeah. I have to ship out for the summer, but
yeah.
Really disappointing, because all the good stuff are with June and May.
I know. It's pretty incredible. So, Great Lakes Swimmers are playing tonight, if you're interested, straight out of Guelph, Ontario. They're playing at Richards on Richards. Friday night, there's a pretty great show at Pat's Pub. It's 9 Circa with CITR's very own Fanshawe opening. Get there by 9:30 to catch that hot, hot show. And a bunch of other things have been announced recently. Bjork is coming, which is kind of cool. She's going to be here in May 23rd. Tickets for Arcade Fire's show on May 26th are going on sale on Saturday. I don't know. I'm waiting. The backlash is imminent, if it hasn't started already. Would you agree?
Well, I would say that the backlash started about half a year ago.
Okay, yeah. I agree, but like the real... Well,
okay,
yeah.
The real backlash for everyone turns on him, like Radiohead, Hail to the Thief style.
Yeah, exactly.
That would, I'd say give it a month.
Yeah, it's still, it's a pretty good album.
Yeah, it's a good album. It's just, not incredible to the degree which people wanted it to be.
Exactly. And the first week of May is going to be absolutely dynamite. Jarvis Cocker is playing on May 1st at the Commodore. May 3rd, LCD Sound System is at the Commodore. And May 4th, Chick 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 is at Richards. Have you seen Chick 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 live before?
I have seen Chick Chick live, and that was an amazing show. Strangely at the Plaza, but
oh, I saw that. I was at that show too. It's like, I don't know. Like on record, they're a lot of fun. I like their music on record, but live, the lead singer Nick Offer, I think his name is so sublimely goofy. It's just like amazing. Like you can't stop. Like he just makes it. Like he allows everyone else to like act like jackasses and dance around, I think.
Exactly.
Because he's a wild man. It's very fun to watch.
Yeah, it was. And the fact that he let my friend dance, get up on stage and dance with him.
Boom.
Like that's
right
a testament to his character right
Instant,
there.
Instant fan-band relationship. Chemistry going on. All right. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to play a few local tracks right now. A bunch of great new local albums. In addition to Collapsing Opposites, Better Friends Than Lovers dropped an EP recently, The Book of Lists, and also You Say Party, We Say Die. So we're going to listen to some Better Friends Than Lovers first. This is a song called Streetside.
Turn into the sun. And how can we go?
Hey, welcome back. That was You Say Party, We Say Die from their new album, Lose All Time. Yeah, you know, keep on keeping on. That's what they're doing by the sounds of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Before that, we heard Book of Lists and Better Friends Than Lovers. Yeah. You've seen them before?
Yeah, I've seen them live a couple. I think once I've seen them live, and then on stage, they didn't really have too terribly, I don't know, original stage presence, but it was a fun show.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can say about all these bands, that they're fun to see live, and they're fun to go see with a couple friends, have a couple beers.
Right. Hey. Yeah. Beer. Who doesn't? Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Speaking of stage presence, we are going to hear some Chick 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 coming up from their new album, Myth Takes. Another little pun for you there. Myth Takes, but before that, we're going to hear kind of a French bad girl electro MC, Yelle, I think her name is. Yelle? Y-E-L-L-E? I don't know.
I don't know.
We're going to hear a single by her called Je Veux Te Voir, which is apparently... The alternate title for it is Short Dick Queasy, which is a throwdown on Cuisinier from this other French band called TTC. Oh, the French. I want to thank local music blogger Quinn for bringing this to my attention. I have not been able to stop listening to it. It's that addictive. The beat in it sounds like Peaches a little bit, but we'll see what other people think about it. But it's a pretty great song. And so let's listen to that now. Okay, here it is, Yelle, and then some Chick Chick Chick.
Peace.
That was from their new album, Myth Takes. You're listening to the last couple minutes of Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. As always, Mariel K is coming up next with We All Fall Down. After that, Robin M with Ink Studs. Then Rico, Jules, and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. Stick around. It's going to be great. Last song today is going to be a track off the new Jarvis Cocker album. It's actually a hidden track, but it's probably the best track, unfortunately. Well, no, the album's good, but this is a great hidden track, and it's called The Cunts Are Running the World. That's it for this week. The song. Hopefully, I'll have started podcasting as of this show. I tried to set it up. I'm not sure it's going to work. But if you're interested in ever hearing this show again, this particular show, you know, it's going to be on the web. Check it out. Otherwise, you'll hear me next week. This time, Thursday at noon, next week, CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks very much for listening. Okay, bye.